Okay, good morning, all. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 3, Mishnah 2 of Tainis. And it says in the Mishnah, continuing in the cases that we left off on yesterday of times where we go into an immediate strict fast, we go to the model of the seven fasts at the end. So Yardu Latzmachin Aval Lo Yardu La'ilan. The Mishnah Beis begins and says, let's say some rain fell and it was good for the crops, but not for the trees. In other words, it was like a light rain, which the Mepharshim explained, which is going to be beneficial for the crops and not for the trees. La'ilan V'lo Latzmachim. Or maybe rain fell for the trees but not for the crops, meaning the exact opposite. A heavy rain fell, but which only really benefited the trees and not the crops. La'zeh V'la'zeh Or let's say rain fell, there was a nice light rain, there was a nice heavy rain that was for the crops and the trees, but it did not fill all the pits and the different ditches and then the caves and the vaults, whatever, where drinking water is normally stored, so they're not going to have enough drinking water. In all these situations, Masrian Alehen Miyad, we immediately sound the shofar because of what has happened, right? Because the danger is so immediate, we go directly to the strict fast where the shofar is blown. Okay, Mishnah Gimel. V'chein ir shalo yardu aleha gishamim. Let's say you have one town that did not get any rain, but all the other towns did get rain. So in this situation, clearly this singular town was being targeted by a curse from Shemayim. Right? There's a pasuk in Amos that the Mishnah quotes, "Dechtev v'him tarti al ir echas v'al ir echas lo amtir chelka achas timatir." The Mishnah says that I will bring rain on one town, but on one town I will not bring rain. One area will be rained upon. Or the pasuk concludes that the area that's not going to get rain, that area is going to dry up. So osaha ir misana umasraas. So this singular town that was punished by it not getting rain, but everyone else got rain. So that town will fast. Blows the shofar. Right, it goes directly to the stringent fast. V'chosvi osaha and all the surrounding towns. So you think, well, why do the surrounding towns have to do anything? Well, the answer is that even though the surrounding towns got rain and they'll have enough crops for themselves, they're also going to share crops, they're also going to share food and stuff like that with this other town. So eventually the food will, there will be a food shortage. So they are also in some level of danger. And therefore, misanos velo masrios. They fast, but they don't blow the shofar. In other words, they observe the less strict fast. The reason why is because they're concerned a little bit, but just not as much as that one time that did not get any rain. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Masrios velo misanos. Now, what are you talking about? They don't need a fast. What do? They blow the shofar. So what does this mean? The Mepharshim explain that they blow the shofar. They have a special day of tefillah, whatever it is, but they don't do any fasting because, again, they were not cursed at all, it seems, at least in a direct manner. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. Next time, we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. For now, we will stop right here.